Distorted View Daily proudly presents a deaf girl having sex.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Snicker clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to be an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
All right, yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson back here with you for a very special episode of Distorted View Daily while I'm away on my great Florida adventure. Thought I'd play some voicemails for you. I'm backed up. I've got tons of these things. I just need to blow my load. Hey, speaking of blow my load, I know I'm supposed to devote this the whole show to calls, but real quick, I got to mention J.O. Buddy. That blog that I've talked about many times on the show. The guy who runs the blog, Jack, set up the wet meat voicemail line, where if you're horny, you can start masturbating and record a message. And then Jack will post it on J.O. Buddy, right? Some exciting developments on this website. Jack is proud to present the first worldwide phone bone international stroke line. It is it's a party line you can call into and listen to and interact with other guys who are gooning and edging and masturbating for hours on end. It's very exciting. Maybe later on in the week I'll call and see if we can get a conversation going with a gooner. Right now, though, I'm going to play one message from the Wet Meat Mail line. By the way, if you want to call in and jerk off, maybe give a Timmy Boo a shout-out. 913-WET-MEAT is the line for you. Let's listen to Booker. Booker is stroking his dick.
Hi, Jack. Hi, buddies. This is Booker.
Gooners love the word buddy. Everyone's their buddy.
God, I love this line. I love to hear you guys talking about your cocks. I love to hear the word penis on another man's tongue. That makes you hard to hear the word penis. I love the word penis.
Especially on another guy's tongue.
Sometimes my penis is a boy cock.
What?
And sometimes my penis is a bushy daddy dick.
Oh my God, this is weird. Sometimes he's got a little boy penis. What? Someone arrest this guy.
It's always my
Reaper.
Penis. I've got my legs spread, showing you my penis.
What penis do we have today? Is it the daddy dick or the boy cock?
See my penis? You see my penis? Oh, I love my penis.
No, I can't see your penis. This is a telephone call, you idiot.
I love to stroke my penis.
No shit. Really?
I love to hear you guys talking about stroking your cocks. I'll have to watch a couple of other guys stroking their dicks, proudly displaying their dicks.
Yeah. Gooner power.
Doesn't it feel good to show your dick?
Vader pride.
Yeah, man. Spread those legs. Stroke that penis. Stroke it.
Sounds good, Booker.
Stroke it.
They're big on repeating, too. They're kind of like Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees. That's a big thing with shitty music. Repetition. And the same with these gooners. Penis. Beating my penis.
Stroking, guys.
Stroking my penis.
Keep calling. I want to hear you.
Keep stroking that dick. Thank you very much, Booker, for that pep talk. For other gooners. Let's get into some voicemails now. I think I've got like 30 of these things to share with you today. We'll see how fast I can blow through them. Hopefully, if you've called in to Distorted View in the last few weeks, you'll get to hear your message today.
Hey, Tim. This is Frank from Billings.
Hi,
it's Tuesday, September 4th. Just wanted to call to wish you a belated happy birthday.
Thank
I'm catching
you.
Up on the show. I'm in August now, and I had a request if possible. I am white, so.
Oh, okay.
Just want to say, but.
Okay. So what? So I take you seriously? Oh, we've got a white person on the phone. Okay. I won't cut him off.
Can you have Satan wish me a happy birthday? Because my birthday is September 8th. Yeah, sadly, 2 days before 9/11. Do that. Appreciate it. Also, want to comment to let you know I saw the Michelle Duggar video and laughed my ass off, and I posted my post. Mine is, Tim, you are very funny, and Michelle Duggar. You need to stuff a vagina cork up your snatch and quit having kids.
Yeah.
And under, I put abortion, America's death solution. So that's my post
death
on there.
Solution,
so,
yeah.
Have fun and keep up the humor. Later.
Yeah. The abortion, the miscarriage humor that Distorted View is known for. I was just talking about this video to someone. It was probably Joey. And, you know, a lot of times on DV, I'll say horrible things. And when I'm listening to past episodes of the show, like if I'm listening to Distorted View Radio or something, podcast from like a year ago, I'll go, whoa, that was a bit rough. You know, like, I can't believe I said that. But to this day, I stand by everything I said in that video, despite the fact 43,000 people have viewed the video and kind of disagree with me. The newest is this chick, Tiffany. She's been posting up a storm. She really does not care for me. She's written like five paragraphs full of comments. It's like, it just happened the other day, as a matter of fact. So it goes, okay, so here we go. Tiffany says, you, sir, I shouldn't even say, sir, you are more like a child. Thank you. Youth is to be admired. You are the most disgraceful human being on this planet. You need to keep your rude-ass comments to your nasty self. She just lost her child. What the fuck is wrong with you? God should have took a prick like you instead. All right? Well, she's entitled to her opinion. You don't even deserve to breathe the same air as the rest of us. She was saying a heartfelt message, which is insane. Okay, if you want to talk to your dead fucking child, that's fine. But when you post it on YouTube for the world to see, one has to think, why is she doing this? Because she's a fucking attention whore who has 20,000 or, you know, like 23 kids and a television show, and she's trying to remain relevant or whatever. All right, she was saying a heartfelt message, and you totally infringed on rights as a human being, really, by saying those god-awful things. You can rot in hell, exclamation mark, bastard, followed by two more exclamation marks. All right, so that was actually 56 minutes ago. She just posted this, actually. So then 45 minutes ago, she wasn't done with me, all right? So, you know, 10 minutes, a little more than 10 minutes later, she writes in, I could only listen to less than a minute of this. You didn't even listen to the whole thing, and was truly repulsed by you and your piece of shit redneck show. I just pray Michelle and Jim Bob or their children never... His name is Jim Bob, really? And I'm the fucking redneck, okay. Are their children never, ever see this? You're disgusting, picking on someone that just lost her child. You should think about what you say before you say it, and I pray you never have kids. You would be a horrible dad. Okay, I agree. See, there's some things that she says in these comments that I agree with. Where are we at here? I pray you never have kids. You'd be a horrible dad. You are repulsive and vile. One day, when the Lord does come back, I hope and pray he leaves you here to rot. You don't deserve salvation. All right, well, maybe God will take that under advisement. Tiffany then says, Amir, 13 or 14 minutes later, this was posted 31 minutes ago, attention, YouTube! All of YouTube! I've got something to say! Okay, Tiffany, go right ahead. You are addressing you. Everyone on YouTube is listening. Attention, YouTube. This video should be removed. I flagged it. Stop flagging this video. I want to keep it up. I removed it. I flagged it because it is abusing vulnerable individuals. Well, she's not that fucking vulnerable. She's got, you know, sure, she lost a child. She's got 23 backup kids or whatever. And she's posted stuff on YouTube. Come on. She's fine. Dear Jubilee, you're precious. All right. Name her fucking kid Jubilee Shalom. Come on. All right. It's abuse to a mom that is vulnerable from losing her child. And I spoke to my dad, who is a lawyer, and he said this video is grounds for abuse of a vulnerable individual. Delete it. She's very concerned with this video. She's posted 3 times, only watched a minute of it, and then consulted her dad. All right, and finally, she writes in, I totally agree that the Duggars are the... She's replying to, you know, another fucking YouTuber who hates me. I totally agree with you. The Duggars are the sweetest people. And I know because I've met them in person and spent time with their families. So this chick is biased, right? All right. So this video made me cry. And even though she only watched a minute of it, she's bawling her eyes out and disgusted me. At the same time, they have no reason to pick on someone who just lost a child. I just hope and pray that God sees him and anyone else that applauds this video unfit to have children. They're making fun of you now, freaks. This fucking Tiffany, she has all of you in her sights. I highly suggest you watch this video and comment Tiffany and please put her in her fucking place. That's right, freaks, rise up! Let's get this Tiffany bitch! Tiffany Rowley, don't use your real name on YouTube! Someone will find out your phone number and call you. I'm not saying you should do that, freaks, but I'm saying you should do that. No, of course, just leave her alone. All right, where are we at here? I just hope and pray that God sees him and anyone else that applauds this video unfit to have children, or at least have them go through what the Duggars went through. I can't because I'm a man. That's the great thing about it being a guy. We can't have miscarriages. Or at least have them go through what the Duggars went through and see for themselves how bad it hurts. They need closure. Who, me? I don't need closure. I'm fine. Thank you. All right, so that's the latest from the fucking stupid Duggar video. More people have learned to hate me from that one, you know, 5-minute video than anything else I've done over these years. All right, let's move on.
Hey, faggot. Don't move to Chicago because you'll just get killed by a pack of fag-hating niggers, you stupid homo.
All right, so someone telling me to stay away from any city that they live in.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. I work with a faggot, completely different department.
This is the same girl, I think.
But he's a complete asshole. I was wondering if it's just because he hasn't gotten a dick up his ass in a while. Or are you guys just not happy unless you're one of those perky airheads who wants to go shopping and try on clothes all the time? Goodbye, faggot.
I really think she's gross. Doesn't she sound gross? I mean, if you're a paying sideshow freak and everything, great, but she kind of sounds trashy. Hey, Tim. Hey, fucking faggot.
Hey, Tim. Thank you for that webcam video. So I think I have a professional fallback on, too, if I ever get laid off. So here's my audition tape just for you. Yeah? You fucking like that? You like what you see, you fucking homo? Look at me. Look at my asshole. Look at it. Faggot. Yeah, you can't fuck me because I'm not queer like you, you fucking homo. Tim, you little bitch. Fuck you, queer. Look at my sack here. Look at this glorious sack.
Oh, I know. He's commenting on that guy. We played a video of one of those cam whores. It was a guy cam whore. And, you know, you can pay to have a little private time with this with a guy. And he basically just berates you. He just you know, talks about how he's, you know, you're a faggot.
Fuck me.
You want to fucking suck this dick, you faggot?
I'm not queer like you, you fucking homo. Tim, you little bitch. Fuck you, queer. Look at my sack here. Look at this glorious sack. My fucking meat rod of doom. Fuck you, homo. So, Tim, what do you think?
Good job. I mean, you could actually get a job doing that. I mean, assuming you're not completely hideous. Kind of sounds like you might be, but, you know, if you've got a big dick, I'm sure the gays will overlook that. By the way, interesting thing to note, that girl who called in, who's like, hey, faggot, and the guy who also calls me a faggot, same area code. I wonder if they know each other. We should hook those two up. All right, let's move on now.
Hello, Timothy James Henson. It's Sideshow member Sterling here.
Hello, my princess.
I was calling because some point the last week of August, you had talked about inventing new letters of the alphabet.
Yes.
I think it had to do with that.
That sounds about right for this dumb program. I declare I'm going to invent some new letters. You know, these 26, is that how many letters we have? 26 letters aren't enough anymore. You may laugh and call me retarded, but I honestly, you know, we've got so many new words coming out because of technology and, you know, whatnot. Society's progressing at a very fast speed, and we're coming up with all these new words. It wouldn't hurt to have a few more letters. Or we can, you know, start utilizing it. You know, because you can't come up with any, like, new three-letter word anymore. Cat, dog, god, bat. All that shit's already taken. If we come up with a new letter, we can come up with some new three-letter words. You know what I'm saying? It just makes sense to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I think it's a good idea.
Little kid named Hunter, who wasn't allowed to sign language his name because it looks like a gun or something.
Yeah.
You said that as a corollary to Levin's, you were going to create some new letters. Well, then on your Labor Day show, you happened to mention the mysterious invisible letter R that shows up in words like warsh.
Yes, that's a good idea. The silent R that some people say in like when they're trying to say wash, but it comes out warsh.
You know what, Tim? I think you just invented your letter. You just need to name it. On that note, have a great day. Jagoo. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. See, I'm so smart. I don't even put these things together. Thank you. Thank you, caller. The thing, though, that would make that one difficult is it's an R sound. So there's actually an R. You know what I mean? Like, warsh. But there can't be two letters that sound the same. There's already a letter R that makes that sound. I need to come up with a new sound for the letter, first of all. That's where I should have started, before I even name it. So, like, there's W-R-M... Okay, the sound of my new letter. Or bam, bam, bam. Oh, it could be like Big Samuda. All right, we came up with it. Bah! Bah is the new sound of the letter that I've created. And the letter is... Bang, bang. Bang, bang. W, bang, bang. I guess that's... I was trying to think of something short, like A, B, C. Bang, bang. But, you know, W... Bang, bang. It sounds shorter than W. W. Bang, bang. All right. I've got to move on here. But I'm going to give that some thought. Thank you, Big Samuda. All right. For the inspiration.
Timmy Boo, what a do? Boo Crab.
God, this program's dumb.
Hey, there's a commercial. It might be in your area. With the Safe Light Repair. Auto glass repair.
Safe Light Repair. Safe Light Replace.
The lady comes on and is talking about, you know, the repairs. And when she gets to the phone number, the 1-800, she sounds exactly like the 1-800 wet shit.
Oh, we finally found out what that voice actress is up to ever since, you know, the 1-800 wet shit went down. She's doing Safe Light ads.
It's her voice, I swear it is. Check it out if it's in your area.
Thanks for calling 1-800-SAFE-LIGHT, the wildest phone line in America.
I don't know. Maybe I can somehow catch it sometime and record
it. Yeah, please
do. It's hilarious. It's exactly what it is.
Hmm.
Take care of there, dude.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on.
You know what, Tim? I really just want to get a fax machine just to fucking send you a fax.
I can get faxes. I've received faxes on this line before.
Every time I hear, please send your fax now, I really just want to fucking send you something.
Like, don't get angry because it says send a fax, because you can legitimately fax using this line.
Just a piece of paper saying, hey, but that's not why I called.
Hey, thank it. I'm waiting for those faxes to start coming through.
I called because soon, within the next few days, I'm going to be engaged in some disgusting, horrendous, debaucherous sexual activity with a female, and I'm probably going to call you in the midst of it so you can hear, and then maybe later on I can describe just what the hell I was doing in that scenario, or you could possibly think it up yourself.
Okay.
At the same time, one of the guys just called in today asking what the term for fucking female smegma would be, and honestly, I like the same nickname that we've given lobsters, like the insides of lobster guts. I like calling it mustard. Mustard seems to work.
Oh.
Like, you know,
yeah, that's kind of gross.
It's just the idea of the girl scooping.
Yeah, I was eating a bitch out, and I noticed she had some mustard in her cunt.
Scooping out fucking mustard from her cunt.
Yeah.
Or custard. Yeah. Ooh, oh. Custard. That's even better.
No, custard is good and delicious and sweet.
I like that. Okay. Either one. I think maybe
mustard.
Sticking your fingers in and pulling out the mustard of a vagina kind of works better, doesn't it? Jigu.
That is very gross, but I like it.
Jigu, Timmy Boo.
Hello.
I'm calling because I just thought I'd give you a little update in my life. I recently, as in earlier today, attempted gooning.
They attempted suicide.
Went several hours, and I'm a circumcised male, but
okay.
I have, you know, a little extra skin that goes up and down with the motions.
Yeah.
And after several hours, and after completion, I felt pain in my
Did you build a new foreskin because you were tugging so hard?
Penile regions.
Oh.
And now, upon further examination, I've noticed that my penis is now swollen. It is sore and it's swollen.
Wow. Puffy. You know, you need to go on some of these gooner websites and learn how to properly masturbate. Because like, you can't just jump right into a seven-hour, you know, extended gooning session. Your dick is going to be rubbed raw. You know, they use some sort of special lube, I've noticed. I think it's like Abilene or something. I think it's makeup remover. I'd have to ask Joey, because Joe, you know, of course, flirted with that shit.
And it even hurts to urinate now. So,
yeah, I mean,
if they message to fellow,
you've got
to
prepare yourself.
Freaks and possibly you. There are dangers in gooning.
Yeah.
Not only does it make you look ridiculous, you can actually damage your genitalia.
You'll be fine. Just don't touch your dick for a couple days. I know it's hard.
What do you call Barack Obama at a Klan rally?
No, I don't want. I know what he's going to say here.
A cab. A cab.
Oh, I get it. What do you call? That's good. What do you call Barack Obama at a KKK rally? You call him a cab. That was clean.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Sister Butters, lifetime member.
Oh.
Well, I kind of have a funny story. I was at some fast food restaurant, and
sure.
I was just minding my own business when some random homeless lady just comes up to me and hands me this piece of paper and tells me it's her story. So I have the
She wrote a book?
Paper in my hand. She typed it out, so I guess she went to the library or something to type it and print it for like a dime, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it for you.
Okay.
All right. This is how it starts out. The Black Church Woman Elders, Old Frames, Hazel of Providence, Rhode Island, came to protect their ghetto minister pimp, John Rodwin.
A ghetto minister pimp? This sounds like a great story already.
With their 20 million black church frames to get in on my 15-year offense funds, over 900 million.
Right, it's not very coherent. It's losing some.
800 trillion. My Raft 2257 and my microwave technology 667. That's the whole National Black Church endorsement.
What?
Also protected black ghetto minister pimps Carl Wayne and Howard Warner in a white light and white faces.
Hmm.
I don't know what the fuck this means. Like, if she needs money for, like...
Of course she needs... That's what the homeless always want, money.
Her microwave technology or, like...
Yeah, maybe she patented some microwave technology, and that minister pimp stole it. And, you know, now he's a gazillionaire.
Like, if she's, like, owes, I don't know, like... What?
She's owed royalties on our microwave technology. Of course, it makes perfect sense to me. All right, thank you very much for that.
Timmy Boo. What's up? Long-time listener. First-time caller. I was calling about, you did a little... On one of your distorted news or whatever, you did a thing about the dude digging in his butthole because his bowels weren't working. And he was buckling on the toilet seat or was trying to push up. And he was saying he had, like, a prolapse or something.
Yeah.
That was a disabled message board. That was probably for paralyzed people. So that's probably why all that was going on. So you were reading it, and I think that you thought it was for... normal people, but it was for paralyzed people.
Oh.
Anyway, just calling to clarify that for you.
Yeah. People have to do that all the time because I misread these news stories or I don't understand what I'm reading.
You good, Tim? Forcibly Laid here. What's up, Battlestar Galactica question for you?
Forcibly Laid? Is that your name?
On which ship was...
Okay, all right.
Institute, Timothy Prentice Henson.
God, I hate his voice. Let's just move on.
Hey, Tim. This is Oliver Moorhole. I just finished up today's show, and I really forgot to say anything about those assholes that were, communicating with each other on Xbox. A fucking video game system.
Yeah. People do that. Kids do that.
Who the fuck cares what you think on a video game system?
What is your... You sound like a cartoon character. Like a villain or something. Like from He-Man. Those creatures.
What you think on a video game system. Oh, this show really riles my ass. Seriously riles my ass. I mean,
okay.
Seriously, none of you know anybody. You don't know each other. Unless you live fucking next door, you go to fucking school.
Yeah, but they're playing together, you see. They found each other and they're playing a game together, so that's why they're talking. And then, of course, you know, they might get in fights and stuff. That's what's funny about it. They're fucking nerds, idiots.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Al Jolson. I'm driving on my way home from work now, and I was just at a red light, and I saw the woman in the lane next to me open up her car door, lean out, and just spew out the most beautiful stream of milky white vomit I've ever seen in my entire life, and it just made me think of
Sometimes, I mean, that happens so quickly, you can't really whip out your camera and videotape it, but damn it, if only you could.
Hey, Kenny Boo, this is the Black Pussy from Oklahoma City. I was just want to tell you a little story. I was in my living room just watching TV, and some commercial
came. I saw a nigger! No? Okay.
And mom got me really horny, so I started playing with my dick, and it got bigger! Bigger!
Oh, it got bigger. Okay. Cute.
Hey, Tim. Such a member dipstick.
I
had a very awkward moment today. I think I would like to share this with you.
Okay.
So I'm on my way to work, and I'm going to Starbucks, like I usually do. Mm-hmm. I go through the drive-thru because I'm too fucking lazy to get out of my car. And I'm catching up with your podcast, and I was listening to the voicemails from a couple nights ago, and I get to the, little fucking speaker box, where you put your order in, and she told me to wait because it was fucking busy, so I was sure, and I'm listening to the voicemail of the annoying guy who calls in every day blaring the N-word for no fucking reason.
Yeah, I gotta stop. I'm gonna have to start weeding that out. I mean, it's funny and everything, but every single episode, I can't
and
deal with that.
I'm laughing my ass off. And when that was all said and done, the lady came to the window or the box.
She actually liked it. I was laughing my ass off.
Box or whatever the fuck it is. And she said, "What was that, ma'am?" And I was just astonished. I didn't know what to say. I kind of wanted to apologize, but then there's no apology for that.
Yeah.
So it turned out she was black. So thank you.
That's what you get for listening to Distorted View Around People.
Term. Hey, it's a loyal Sideshow member, TJ from Chicago.
Hey, TJ.
Thanks for playing my DB intro,
yes.
By the way. That was really awesome.
Good
to
job.
Hear that on the show.
Yeah, if any of you guys want to try your hand at creating a Distorted View theme, I've got the music posted on SoundCloud. There's a link on Facebook somewhere, my Facebook page over there, Distorted View, and also on the Distorted View Reddit. And I guess I should post a link on distortedview.com so it's permanently there. But yeah, you could download the music with no clips, and you add your own clips, and then send it off to me, and I'll be happy to play it. But yes, go right ahead. Continue on, TJ, my friend. Go right ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Anyway, the main reason why I called, however, is because lately you've been playing a lot of that stupid woman on the Republic Cunts show, whatever it's called.
Victoria Jackson. Yeah.
And the first time you played her, you said that she was an ex-cast member of SNL.
Yeah.
And when you said that, I was interested because I'm an SNL fan and I wasn't really familiar with her work. So I went online and did some research and I found something out that if you didn't think this bitch was an awful human being before, this is just going to make you hate her. And okay, so she used to co-host Weekend Update in like the late 80s or early 90s alongside Dennis Miller. And what she would do is at the end of every Weekend Update segment, she would come on and read some sort of like poem, like usually with like a satirical edge to it, I guess.
Okay.
And after a while, she decided that, she was meant for something higher, something more than just reading stupid poems on Weekend Update. So she, on one episode, when she was supposed to be reading her poem, she stood up and completely impromptu looked in the camera and said, "You know what? I'm not doing this stupid shit anymore," or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. I can't keep doing all this like goofy stuff. I from now on, I'm just going to do like serious political commentary." She was trying to make like some sort of big statement, trying to rile everybody up, you know, but it couldn't have turned out worse for her because she was basically laughed out of the room by the rest of the SNL cast. Like nobody.
I don't know what you're referring to, but I do know that there was one Weekend Update where, you know, she always plays like the dumb character because, you know, she's an idiot, right? And she has that voice and she just sounds dumb, right? So they would have her do these things on Weekend Update where she was, you know, acting dumb. And so they had her come out once and she says, "You know what? I'm sick of playing the dumb broad," or whatever. And then she did something trying to act all, but it was a bit, you know, it was part of the show. I don't think she was actually going off script or anything. I think that it was just a bit she was doing, but I don't know. Whatever.
Jimmy. It's XYZ. Calling about, you said that you were allergic to peanuts, or you thought that you were allergic to peanuts, you know, allergies and shit. Like, yeah. How you get, like, fucking sweaty under your eyes or whatever.
He just hung up. Fuck that. Yeah, I think the reason why is because, you know, if I eat a lot of peanut butter, I'll start to sweat, like, under my eyes, my upper cheeks and everything.
Boo. I peel cats all day long, motherfucker. They call me the big wheeler cat peeler, now I'm saying.
No, I run this whole, I don't know what you're saying.
The whole block, dog. They call me the king. The big king. King killer, big wheeler cat peeler, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Moving on.
Boo, Timmy Boo.
Yeah, this is the part of the show where I start to get tired of all these voicemails from you guys. And I'm like, all right, lightning round. Let's do this quickly.
Long time listener, Deadpool from Virginia.
Yeah,
I'm
Deadpool.
Catching up on shows. I had my fix of Timmy over the past couple of days, been cramming it in my gullet.
Yeah.
And
cram Timmy inside you.
August 3rd show, and you're addressing the whole Chick-fil-A shit.
Yeah.
And this whole ordeal really pisses me off because someone else on another show pointed out one of the issues that the president of Chick-fil-A was supporting was supposedly a ban for homosexuals or something like that in Africa, something like that.
What?
But in reality, what the proposal was, like the prop whatever number, was against aggressive homosexuality, which involves, according to that document or whatever...
Aggressive homosexuality? First of all, that doesn't sound right.
Raping little kids, something along those lines. And it just pisses me off how everybody's up in a fuck about all this shit when they don't even really know what exactly the issue was. Yeah, he can have his whatever views he wants about gay marriage. In this day and age, I think it's nonsense for anyone to have any opinion against someone doing whatever the hell they want.
Right.
Anybody can do whatever they want. This is stupid America. Go marry who you want. Go plow who you want. Who cares? But I just think so many uneducated people need to at least research the facts before they start.
So the whole thing was he was against, he's against aggressive rape of little kids from gay people.
Oh, Juku Tim, this is Aaron from Chicago. I'm listening to your story about the ambergris, which is the word you were looking for, ambergris, which actually is a whale lining. It's a protective thing.
Uh-huh.
It's used in perfume to make the scent last longer. It's pretty much the only thing that works for that. It's worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and incredibly rare, but basically it holds the scent of perfume on your body for an extended period of time, otherwise the scent would just immediately disappear. They use it a couple other things as well. It's kind of like one of those guano things where it's used for all kinds of stuff, but it's incredibly valuable and it's used in really high-end perfumes, and the smell basically neutralizes that, like, nasty, vomity, ugly, disgusting smell neutralizes, and it basically smells like almost nothing when it's ready to be used.
Right, that's what the news story said. A while ago on the show, I guess maybe last week or a couple weeks ago, some girl found some whale vomit and thought it might be worth something, and apparently it is.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, whale vomit apparently is used in perfumes to prolong the stink.
You know, Timmy Boo, this is Beantown Jimbo calling
Hello.
To say hey.
Where are you from?
I'm just wondering, first of all, what do you tell people you do for a living? Like, people you run into randomly at a party, and you know.
Yeah, well, nowadays I don't have a problem saying, oh, look, I do a podcast for a living because I've been doing it for a long time, whatever. But if the person I don't think will respond too kindly to the type of show I'm doing, I have no problem saying, oh, I do web design work from home.
Men, women, whatever you choose, whatever. What do you do for a living? And does that ever, like, turn people off? Like, does that ever, like, scare people away?
No, I mean, I don't tell them what you know, when they ask me what the show's about, I say, oh, you know, I play, you know, funny clips or weird clips from the internet and talk about, you know, strange stuff in the news. And, you know, I don't say that, you know. My show primarily consists of cum farts and prolapsed asses.
I'm curious about that. Love the thing you played about Mitt Romney. I'm from Massachusetts, and I really hope Mitt Romney does not become the next president of the United States. But that was great. Thanks for playing that. And keep up the great shit, man.
All right, thank you. I will try. We've got, 10 more of these things?
Hey, Jim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you were talking about, you know, you thought we'd have somebody that was retarded in.
Retarded.
Before we got a black man.
Yeah.
As president. Isn't that
Bush.
Exactly what happened?
Oh, with Bush or with Obama? I guess depending on if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Hey,
there.
Jim, Chuck in Salt Lake City. Hey, you might be able to help me reunite with a former classmate.
Okay.
I'm pretty damn sure that guy that called in to pick on Haley's comet, I'm pretty sure I went to high school with him. If you're the guy that I went to high school with that got way pissed off when the smart kid in the class made him look bad and beat him up after school. I've been looking for you.
That sounds like a distorted view, listener.
Bro.
All right. So there you go. I mean, get in contact with me, or you know, we'll hook you two guys back up.
Sir Roivus calling in.
Hi,
I'm
Sir
actually
Roivus.
A huge fan of Aqua. I own both their albums and several songs that didn't make it to either album.
Well, as I understand it, Aqua is back with a new album, and they've got some adult-like songs about
I plan
robot
to have their
sex
song,
or something.
Goodbye to the Circus played at my funeral. Anyway, before they were Aqua, they were a group known as Joyspeed, and they only had one song that I know of. And it was a techno-pop remix of the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
I don't understand how this band existed. All right, so before they were Aqua, they came out with one song, and then they were done. And then maybe they reformed. Like, guys, let's get the band back together. I miss doing that Itsy Bitsy Spider dance remix.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Jody, lifetime sideshow member.
Hi, Jody, my princess.
I'm catching up on some podcasts, and
sure.
I was listening to you talk about how there's people who say that you can't get pregnant when you're raped because your body won't let you, blah, blah, blah. From what I know, going through fertility treatments, the way you get pregnant is if you orgasm, the cervix dips down into your vagina, picks up the semen that's in there, and sucks it up into the uterus.
Well, I don't think you have to have an orgasm.
To
maybe you're talking about the guy has an orgasm? The woman has. Oh, no, you're saying that the woman has an orgasm,
well,
right?
To get you pregnant. So I guess what they're saying is as long as you don't enjoy it, you can't get pregnant. Technically, maybe. I don't know if that's true.
Girls don't even know how their own body works. I don't
hey,
know.
You look fit. I like your T-shirt fashion and ball cap headphone thing you're rocking.
Yeah, you know, like, that's what pretty much everyone, like, I'm not wearing any fashion. It's like a T-shirt. I'm wearing a T-shirt and a ball cap. Millions of people do that every day.
That's a big microphone. You ever put your lips all the way around that fucker?
No. Oh, I see. Is this Spiral Ham fucker?
Fucker.
Fucker. Okay, moving on.
Hey, DB, it's Dama.
Right. You can just call me Tim. The DV is the name of the program. The person you're talking to, though, is Tim.
There's this new energy drink. It's called Red Rain. And guess what the berry pomegranate version is called?
Nigger!
Hydroplane.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Lifetime Sideshow Freak here. Cunt crud is also smegma.
So cunt crud. Okay, so now, guys, you can decide on what you want to call it. Like the female equivalent to smegma, either cunt crud or mustard. I got to say, I like mustard better.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Okay, so I just heard the Florida story about the guy that bought the storage building full of body parts.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I've done that, and and if it were me...
The same exact thing happened to you?
I'd have just sold the body parts. In fact, that guy, I really hope he gets his body parts back, because body parts, they're really valuable.
Not as much as whale vomit, as we learned. All right, and finally, one more voicemail. Caller, you're the lucky last caller.
Timothy, what's going on? Sideshow listener here, just signed up for like 3 weeks ago or something.
Good.
Anyway, I was listening to your recent bit about what was it? The guy in fucking cars or something. And it got me thinking. I mean, actually, you may not know it. Well, no, why the fuck would you know it? But I'm actually an objectifier myself. So you have an official objectifier.
Okay, wait a second. What's this guy's phone number? Might have to save this one. All right, so we've got a real objectifier on the voicemail line here. What do you think he's attracted to? The Statue of Liberty, a roller coaster, his MacBook?
As a sideshow listener, so that we're fucking everywhere, bitch. Anyway, yeah, so welcome to that.
Well, No. What are you attracted to? Please, come on.
We're more common than you think, so we're all around. You can't fucking stop us.
I don't want to stop you. I find it very entertaining. You guys give me good material for this show. I just want to know what you in particular are attracted to. Who's the love of your life? Your lamp?
Your fucking kitchen counter knives and forks and shit. I don't know. Whatever everybody's into. But no, everyone's got their thing, and if you want to chat about it, maybe I could come on the show. And
absolutely!
Give you guys some
of course I want to talk to you about it. Email me right now and tell me you're the freak who is an objectophile. Very exciting. All right, we're going to end it right there, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the program. If you're not Sideshow Freak, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. I will have exclusive audio from my trip to Florida. It'll give you some updates on what's going on over there. Should be a good time. New programs will resume probably Wednesday. So be on the lookout for that. Sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Really important. It does help the show out. And, of course, don't forget Adam and Eve, coupon code FREAK for 50% off just about any adult item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Again, coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout if you're in the market for a dildo or whatever. All right. And, of course, rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back soon. Until then, have a great day. Bye, freaks!